This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 8. How to resist. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Have you ever been tempted to take something that didn't belong to you? Or something that wasn't yours to have at the moment? Maybe it was a piece of candy at the store, or a friend's toy, or someone else's jewelry. Maybe it was something that looked exciting and fun, but you also knew that it could be dangerous and hurt you. Maybe it was something you thought you deserved, or felt you just had to have, and you knew this might be your only chance to have it. After all, it looked so interesting and inviting, and even though you had been warned about it, you thought, "How could this possibly do any harm?" As the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, he used all kinds of reasoning and tricks to try to convince Jesus that he should have certain things or do certain things. But thankfully for us, Jesus never gave in to temptation. He saw through Satan's lies and pushed away those temptations by recalling God's words to us in Scripture. We too can resist temptation by the power of Christ's Spirit in us. We may be curious about what we see in front of us, but like Jesus, we need to let it go and move on. He endured temptation so that he could pass the test for our sake, and now we have his example of how to resist. We can trust that God will always provide a way out. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your example of how not to give in to temptations. Please give us the courage and power to resist, and please provide us a way out. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.